Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, man. Myron Gaines.
Fresh Prince CEO.
Today, we got a great show for you guys. We're going to talk about top five ways
plates
to date and maintain plates. This was user submitted / user requested. Let's get into it, baby. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Fresh Fit Podcast, man. Today, we got a great episode for you guys. This is actually a very important one.
Yeah. And it's brought to you by one of our members on YouTube,
yeah.
Mo Liss.
Yeah, Mo Liss.
Shout out to you, bro. The mug for that.
Hey,
he's been here for a long time, so.
We put out a poll on the YouTube community.
We requested, hey, guys, what do you guys want to see? Just like up the most, the best request, and they requested this with plates.
There you go. So, yeah, guys, we're going to get into the topic, but first, of course, you know, once again, patreon.com/freshfit for all the behind the scenes and also questions, Zoom calls, and all the Frank Castle episodes.
Yes, all the stuff that isn't safe for YouTube that we couldn't put up, guys. So go ahead and check us out on Patreon. Also, guys, we are on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts,
everywhere.
And you know, pretty much every single podcast platform
Apple
that you
Music.
Listen to, we're there, man. So go ahead and check us out there, guys. Listen to us with headphones on so you don't get in trouble. It's actually funny.
You might get fired.
A girl that I'm talking to, she was like listening to the show. I said, yo, she's at work. I was like, yo, are you listening with headphones? Because she was listening to a No Jumper show. I was like, make sure you listen with headphones on that one.
Smack.
She works at a bank, so it was hilarious. So bro. And then also,
Fresh
guys, get the gear
man.
Fresh Fit Podcast Store, where we have the hoodies, t-shirts. We got the I Feel Like shirts. Me and Chris are working on a new concept that you guys are gonna really enjoy. Chris will reveal it later on, maybe. But yeah, freshfitpodcaststore.com, guys, all the shirts. Also, guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Fresh and Fit Clips. Me and Fresh were on the phone earlier this morning, guys.
Yo,
bruh, 85% of you guys are not subscribed to that channel. Guys, remember, the Fresh and Fit Clips channel is another YouTube channel in its own, man.
Separate.
So please open another tab, type in Fresh and Fit Clips. It's gonna come up. That channel has like 51K subs,
yeah.
But it has like 3 million views. It has more views than most of these people's main channels, so I won't say no names.
Actually,
talk shit about us.
During the middle of the show, I'm going to bring it up again and show you guys the actual YouTube page. Chris, if you don't mind, can you pull up the Fresh and Fit Clips
yeah,
in the
sure.
middle of the show?
No problem.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So you guys need to see that,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we'll show you guys in the middle of the show because we need you guys to get that to 100K, guys.
Yep.
The goal, guys, is we want 3 silver button plaques, okay? One for Fresh Prince CEO, one for the Fresh and Fit, one for Clips, and then we want that 1 million on this channel,
gold.
The main channel.
Gold.
And we're going to hang that shit and show it all over the place because we want to, because that's a personification of you guys helping us out and fucking with us. You know what I'm saying?
I look at all guests on the panel. And yeah. Secondly, guys, we're 10K away from getting 300K subs on this channel. So, guys, if you haven't subbed the channel already, go down below, click subscribe, and then hit us up.
Yeah,
guys, do it now. Come
on. About 40 to 50% of you guys that watch this channel aren't subscribed either, man. We got a lot of Ninja Watchers on this
crazy,
one.
Man. I'm bro. Like, bro, you guys love the show, man. Support
yeah.
it.
Also, do we want to make the announcement for them?
Yes. Guys, special announcement. Myron Gaines, man, and Hotep Jesus have done the unthinkable, the impossible. They literally conquered Mount Everest. No, I'm just kidding. But they have sealed the deal of getting us on Timcast IRL.
Hey, man.
So we're going to be flying over there. Everything's set up ready, so
next
it's going to be lit.
Yep. You guys will see us on Timcast IRL July 6th. I'm just working out the final details.
Yeah.
But, hey, man, I called it back in October. I said, we're taking over, and we got next. And,
yeah, you did.
And now,
I did
now
a post
we're,
in that.
Yeah.
That story
you
post.
Know what I'm saying? And it's coming. The vision is coming together and we're making it happen and we're going to start invading YouTube and, you know, it is what it is.
You're
going
to see us everywhere.
These dudes house. Are going to have to, they're going to have to accept the ninjas.
We're here to
know?
Stay, nigga.
The cringes, as you guys will call it. You know what I'm saying?
You heard mom's voice in your mom's bathroom.
So Tim Cash now, Joe Rogan next. There you go.
That's the move, man. We're going to bring this awareness out there to the public, bro. You guys, a lot of you guys have been sharing our content with your friends,
yep.
helping them out. I can't tell you how many
thanks
DMs and messages I get from people saying like, yo, I found you through my friends. You saved my life. Yo, I wish I knew this 20 years ago, whatever. Thank you guys.
And that, also, guys, so much. For everyone that supported the No Jumper podcast with us, you guys made it awesome. All the comments, all the likes, we see y'all. Supporters, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, man. And you know, showing love to Adam 22. We're gonna start releasing clips from that probably next week. Mm-hmm. You know, we just want to make, you know, just for professional reasons, we want to make sure Adam's video stays up by itself for a bit.
Yeah,
and then we'll start releasing clips, and you guys will see us being released on this one channel and on Adam 22's channel. But yeah, guys, and you guys are gonna see us over there.
We're also on Twitch as well. So guys, high quality platform over there, much better you know, optics. But definitely, you know, if you support us on Twitch and YouTube, we appreciate it.
The stream quality is better on Twitch, guys. It is what it is. We got to call a spade because Twitch is made for streaming. So like, you'll actually see the full power of the cameras that we're using, guys, because we're using like very good Sony cameras, full frame cameras. So you'll actually be able to see that quality over on Twitch.
And if you're a supporter and you support a lot, you get a badge for each time you support. So that's gonna be really good for your optics.
And we have that on YouTube as well. We're gonna update the badges too, guys. So don't worry. Me and Chris are gonna work on those. And then Chris also has Twitch.
Hey guys, find me on Twitch. I'll be doing reaction videos, Q&As, you know, about me more because you guys want to know more about me and stuff like that. Gaming. I bring in the girls. You might see Fresh in one game or two reaction video, Myron Gain. So let's get it.
Yeah, man.
We need some content, man.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the vlog channel, man. Behind the scenes, we just had an episode touring Mr. Organic's mansion.
Yeah, shout out to Mr. Malibu, Organic.
That thing is dope, man.
Three of them.
I ain't never going back there.
Yo, if you want to see Myron shaking in his boots because of the height,
we might put that on Patreon. Guys, I was really scared, bro. I'm not even ashamed. I was like, I had to close my eyes, bro, and I was sweating like crazy driving up them hills, bro.
Wait, close your eyes?
Yeah, bro, it was, there's no guardrails.
I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, it was no guardrails?
No, dude. Nigga, like, yo.
If you make one wrong turn, you're dead, bro.
We're dead.
Legit.
Dead. We're kinda rolling over that thing. We dead.
Kind of like the islands, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, it was bro. Like, I was like, hell no, bro. Hell no. And then most importantly, go ahead.
For any video ideas you want to send to us, send it to Trey, not us, because definitely we will not respond to it.
Guys, hit up Trey Talk Sports. If I see any DMs with videos, I will delete them. I won't read the DMs. I see any links, I'm going to delete them because I deal with the girls and I can't deal with you guys at the same time. So,
but guys, we're dropping July 1st, which is tomorrow.
Yep.
Deals on demand once again.
Oh, shit.
I think so, right?
Damn.
Is it tomorrow?
No, yeah. I think that's
Friday. It's tomorrow.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Shout out to Dark Knight if I get to something on Twitch. Our Twitch family there.
Holy
crap. We're dropping tomorrow. Deals on demand. Some of you guys already bought it. I don't know how you bought it already. It's fucking crazy. But guys, if you're on the waiting list, it drops tomorrow. Definitely the best Instagram course ever made for branding, getting girls, also for business. Guys, this course covers everything you need to know about Instagram. And look,
and you're gonna get three Zoom calls. Of it.
We've grown from 20K to 289K. It's only been 9 months.
Literally. The YouTube channel is the social proof.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, we got a hype train going on Twitch, man. Thank you guys all for that on Twitch, man. We fuck with you guys on Twitch.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much, man. We're trying to put these ethots out of business.
And we got some new members on the YouTube channel, man. Okay. Shout out to y'all.
Let's, who do we got here?
We got
now. 1 second.
Okay.
Do it live.
Do it live.
Nacho Man,
Randy Sausage. Hilarious. Enter the Moat. Sofa Spy.
Augie.
No Cap Venture. Augie. Homage.
Banga Studios.
Let me good.
Okay.
There cool. You go. Done. Go.
Thank you, brothers.
All right. I thought Chris was going to do it.
Well, I can't see
you. Okay. So, anyway. Okay. So, super
mods.
Chats real quick.
Mods.
Oh, mods. Oh, mods. Okay. Mods. Yeah. Thank you, Chris. All right, guys. We need help with mods and timestamp people. Okay. If you want to join us, what we do is we have a Telegram chat. Okay. Where we have all the mods, me, Chris, and Fresh in there. And I think Trey's in there too. And basically, you know, we have a couple guys that do timestamps and guys that are mods in there. And we communicate whatever it is on there and we all work as a team. If you want to be a mod and help out the channel, get invited to this exclusive Telegram chat.
Pause. All right. Perfect. Myron. So far, I think we're good on timestamp people. We have about 5 or 6 new people come onto the chat.
Okay.
You do? Okay.
Yeah. I added into our Telegram chat. So guys, be prepared for that. Old mods, you still are family, but let's welcome in the new mods. Anybody that wants to be a mod, please DM me. I mean, not me DM, but message on YouTube live when we live on live shows. Don't go on my Instagram. I don't know you. I don't know your names. Your names don't add up. If I see you in the chat, if you're familiar, I would mod you. If you're new, I will not mod you. Okay. Because we want to make sure that the chat is healthy and clean and you guys are doing your job. Okay.
Yeah. Another thing too, with all the mods. We're going to start getting rid of some of the mods that aren't pulling their own weight. And I'm going to tell you why. The reason why is because we're going to start inviting the mods to our Zoom calls, our weekly Zoom calls. So you're going to get a whole bunch of, coaching and everything else like that for pretty much like for free, just for being a mod and helping us out.
And also,
but you need to be performing and helping us with running the chat and everything like that, and being reliable, bro. Because some mods, I get it. You guys have a life to live, whatever it may be. But you know, if we're gonna give this offer out to you guys, we need you to be there and help us out with the chat. As you guys know, as we get bigger and bigger, trolls come, whatever it is, destroys the quality of the chat. And I don't want to make it members only, bro. Yeah. That's what everyone else is doing to try to make it a fucking money grab. And we don't want to do that.
Yeah. And you guys notice, like, our community is very healthy, very positive. Anything we ask for you guys do. So that's the aura we want onto our platform. Yeah. Every day we get new people. We got women watching our chat. Mods, Aaron B, I just remodel you. If you F up, nigga, I'm telling you right now, you'd be banned from the channel, okay? I'm serious.
Chris ain't playing, man.
Don't spam this shit.
Yo, real quick as well, we got 5 subs from Dr. Golden Oak.
Yeah.
Guys, our top Twitch supporters will also be added to the Zoom call as well.
Yeah.
You guys support a lot.
Exactly.
So send for rent, Dr. Golden, you guys are going to also get
You guys that are
Zoom
gifted
call.
Subs, you guys are going to get on in those Zoom calls as well. So.
Okay. Oh, wow. Thank you for the 1,000 bits, Wabbit.
So okay. Appreciate that. But cool. Yeah, guys. So yeah, we need the mods. Hit up Chris on Instagram. What's your YouTube username? If you've been putting in work already, he's going to know because he sees the chat. And we'll add you on there. And yeah, you're going to get the benefit of pretty much like free coaching, man.
Yeah.
So we're going to hold you to a certain standard. And then with the timestamps, when you're in the, for the guys that are in the chat right now, or whoever's watching the show, once the show's done, one of you take lead. All right, I'll do the stamps. And then we need those stamps up right when the show's done, guys. All right.
And one more important thing. If you're a mod, please member up. Come on, man. Don't be a broke nigga. Member up. It's only what, $5 per month?
Yeah, that helps a lot too.
Yeah, so it helps.
Helps us identify you as well.
Yeah, so just remember, just if member you can afford up, it, you know, just do it. You know?
$5, yeah, it's nothing, bro.
Like, $5 to drink.
Because here's the thing.
On a female.
I do not want to make the chat mod members only, bro. Every big YouTube channel I know that live streams, they fucking do that shit where they make it members only and, you know, they're trying to get a money grab. Like, we're not trying to do that, man. We're really not trying to do it. I wanted to, you know, I don't care. Yesterday, we said some controversial things. People were talking shit. That's fine. I'm all for it. Criticize me, man. You know, you guys want to say I'm not really African-American or whatever, it's fine. I think it's healthy to have a chat where people can actually type. But most YouTube channels at this size are members only, bro. That, you know what I'm saying?
For a reason.
And they do it for a reason. So, guys, mods, we need your help. If you want to be a mod, you're going to get value from us. We're not going to just, like, extract, you know, your time from you for free. But, yeah, timestamps and mods. Anyway, Chris, anything else on this thing?
DJ Red Pill, welcome.
Welcome, new fam. And welcome. Shout out to a person, new mod, and someone else I just mod just now. So welcome to the fam, guys. Welcome.
Oh, Lil Mac just donated some money, man. Shout out to Lil Mac, bro.
He came by recently.
Yeah.
Yes, and also, too, Trey's on Twitch. So if you want to mod on, be a mod on Twitch,
send a whisper.
Trey got you. But I think Trey's good on mods for now on Twitch.
Yeah, send a whisper. Yeah.
Can you pull up a little?
It's a few I'm going to add on there that's been in the chat consistently. So there's a few I will add on Twitch, though.
All right. Perfect.
But
On Twitch, they don't troll as much.
I don't know how you want to handle that with to Telegram, though, but just let me know.
Nah, it's fine.
Okay. Little Mac, $100. I wish I had the time to help mod fellas, but I will do the best I can with what I can. Much respect, love, sorry. It's been a while.
Thank you,
Little Mac. I appreciate it, bro. Let's hit these super chats real quick and get into the topic.
Yeah sure.
Member?
New member. James Eddie B. Thank you so much. Brother. Became a YouTube member. Thank you so much. Okay. DJ Red Pill. Okay. Much love, guys. I'm picking subscribers left and right. Today's RP Vindication Day as Bill Cosby is free, innocent from the jump, gentlemen.
There
we will
go,
cover
man.
That. Don't worry.
Yep.
We will cover that, man.
Ricky Webster.
Pill Cosby is free. All right. Ricky Webster. I love my friendship and family. Myron, love your interviewing skills. Much respect and props, dude. Thank you so much, Ricky Webster.
Awesome.
A-person, $5. Guys, I love y'all. Thank you for everything. That is all. Thank you so much. Enter the Mwat. Keep up the excellent work. Y'all A1 content. Thank you so much, man. We always work to make it the best. Barba, $5. The No Jumper podcast was dope. Got me through the last couple hours at work. Thank you. Now on my way to the gym, fresh and fit the goats. Awesome.
That was a fire interview.
I hate my job. The security guard from downstairs. Any chance you'll have Kodak Black Sister back on the show? I low-key bored in the lobby. I need some excitement on the
You funny, man. You funny, bro.
Yo. And then Arthur Mahalenko, let's see here. What does he say? He say,
much love, guys. Can't stay and watch tonight, but I'll give you a like anyway, as always. Thank you.
Stay beastly. All right. Thank you. And then GSXR MIA, appreciate what y'all doing. $20. Thank you so much.
And guys, from 10 bucks and up, super chats.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Okay, guys.
Hold on. Sorry. We got two new members, by the way.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Uncut. Dating Truths.
Oh, that became. Thank you.
Shout out to you, man.
He's a longtime supporter, bro. I know you. I think you started fucking with us when we were with Lucario. So thank you for that.
Yep.
And he's a mod now. So
yeah, and he's a mod. All right. Perfect.
And our boy Roderick.
And then Arsalute became a YouTube member. Yeah, guys.
Shout out to you, brother.
If you become a member, you automatically get a wrench. It's auto wrench. So. You know, it's $5 a month, and it helps us too with like identifying you, bro. To be honest,
we're not auto wrench, but
not auto wrench.
No. That would be too many members, bro.
Too many mods.
Okay. Well, I guess if you guys say so. I don't run the chat, as you guys can see, but Chris, whatever feels best. Okay.
So the topic for today.
So today's topic, guys, we're going to talk about five ways to have and maintain a harem, okay?
A rotation.
Or a rotation, whatever you guys want to call it. Spin it, your plates, whatever. It has many different names in the sphere. But the point is how do you manage girls? So let's go through this real quick, okay? You've been doing your due diligence. You've been using online dating. You've been using Instagram. You've been using all different types of forms of sourcing women,
yeah.
Right? Finally, you have a couple of girls that you like that you're dating non-monogamously and you want to be able to deal with them. Well, we're going to give you guys five things that you need to have in place to run a successful harem, okay? So I guess we'll start with Fresh before we get into it. You got anything?
Before that, Black Lemur in the house.
Oh, Black Lemur.
Hey, Black
Lemur. To your brother.
Welcome, bro.
Number one supporter for the channel.
Facts.
So yeah, man, I would just say
what's this. What's your take on rotations?
To preface rotations, man, definitely it does take some work to have a rotation. It's not going to be easy per se. But if you do it correctly, it's going to have a lot of benefits because, once again, like we said before, if Jackie doesn't want to do it, Amy will, and vice versa. So the point here is that, like, when you get your stuff together, you have a rotation, it works to your benefit. And a guy's strongest, I would say, asset is being able to walk away and being single for a guy from being single for a girl. So it's very important.
All right, so we're going to count this down, guys, from 5 to 1, okay, of the most important thing. Well, the 5 things you need to have in place. Then at the end, we're going to open it up for Q&A. We're going to answer super chat questions. We'll figure out a price point. Chris will call it, and then we'll answer questions there. That way, we're not here all day.
Shout out to Edgar Ryan, by the way.
Hey,
shout out to Edgar, man. Just joined. Ryan as well just joined.
So, and thank you guys for becoming members. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, man. The Fresh Fit fam is getting bigger and bigger day by day. Yep. So, number one, guys.
Round one. Fight.
Okay. I know this is going to sound ironic, but when you have plates, you need to have other plates as well and or other girls. That's step number one. I know you're probably like, whoa, Myron, I just got my first one, man. Take it easy. Ah! No, bro. You need to have multiple. Like, as soon as you get one on the team, you need to immediately, like, be looking for the second one right away. Two is one. One is none. Okay?
Yeah.
And also, most importantly, you need to be working on getting the other girl because women can smell and detect when you don't have other options. You're going to do certain things and you're going to exude certain habits and characteristics that you might not even notice subconsciously, facts, but she's going to see.
Yep.
So you need to have other girls in place, guys. It's literally a requirement. One of the things you need to do is also only see her no more. Personally, me, I say no more than one time per week.
Yep.
You know, if she's far away, she could come to you and then hang out with you for like a weekend or whatever. That's a little different. But the point is that you can't see her every single day. God forbid, let her stay at your house or live with you, any of this other stuff. You need to basically keep your distance, see her one time per week, and if you don't already, be sourcing other girls and actively working to get other plates. What's your take on this, Fresh?
Man, 100%, bro, you need to always be sourcing. That's the number one thing. Like, ABC. Let's say you got three plates. Even then, always be sourcing because at some point, one is going to mess up and drop out the rotation because it's a never-ending process. I'll just say this, right? Once you have girls in your rotation, the confidence that you have and the abundance mindset is crazy, man. Like, real talk. Imagine this, right? You have three girls lined up. If one doesn't want to go out, the next one will. That's confidence right there, bro. You don't care if she doesn't show up because now I have options now I can actually go to. So the rotation never really ends. You always have to be sourcing. And then I would say regarding never-ending rotation is that when you have three or four or five, I don't recommend any more than five. That's just too much. It's overkill. But when you have them, all be sourcing for the next one because I'm telling you right now, they will drop off at some point because girls always, they're fickle, they're flaky, whatever. So some will drop off. So have extra just in case because they can feel the energy and the vibe when you're around them. So
yeah. Yeah, guys, it's imperative, man, to literally have like other options just because the way women operate, bro. Remember, guys, you know, and this is like almost like RP 101, but it's great because this like brings back memories of our older episodes. We broke all this down.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have new subs, so we need to give you guys like the female mindset. I always say men are taught do what's right. Women are taught do what's right for you. So you got to understand that like honor and being noble and all this extra stuff, it's not feminine characteristics. Like women are designed to be disloyal. I'm going to say that again. Women are designed to be disloyal. I know you guys are like, well, what are you saying? Oh my God, you misogynist. I'm going to say it again because I don't give a fuck. Women are designed to be disloyal.
How dare you?
And I'll tell y'all why. Because the reason why is women are designed to be with the strongest man, okay? Mm-hmm. So since the beginning of time, women have always needed men for survival, right? Not for just reproduction, but for survival. You know, a woman cannot take care of a child and provide enough calories and resources mm-hmm. to a child without a man's provisioning and security. So what happened? Women had to learn very quickly, if their village was dominated by other guys, you need to now acquiesce to the new dominators.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And be able to move on quickly. If you guys look at lions.
Genghis Khan, too.
You know what I'm saying? You look at lions. When a new lion comes in and takes over the pride, he kills all the cubs. And what happens? The women, the lionesses immediately go into heat and acquiesce into his frame. That's how women, and pretty much with a lot of animals and that are mammals, that's how they operate. They have to quickly acquiesce to the new dominant male for fear of their own life and, most importantly, their children in the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So women, the wiring hasn't changed, guys. You know, social constructs don't adhere to reality. Women, I'm loyal. I'm a good one. Ba-da-da. Yeah, loyal until you start to not provide what you used to provide before. Brifholz law, guys. So with that said, now that you know that women are designed to not be loyal, you have to keep them loyal through your actions. I'm going to say that again. You keep women loyal through your actions, not hers. So when you're on your own purpose and you're elevating your own value, she sees no reason to leave you. But it all stems back to you, guys. Remember, yep. When women are out like banging other dudes, being hoes, whatever it is, 9 out of 10 times is because the guy is lacking something and he's deficient. When he's deficient, the woman's going to go out and look for it from another guy. Now, is that to say like you could do everything perfect and you're not going to get cheated on? No. There's always that potential. You can't like foolproof like these chicks. It is what it is. But you can definitely mitigate it, guys. And also, the big thing is just to understand that women are designed inherently to not be loyal, man. Okay? There's a reason why they say I'm a man of my word and not a woman of my word.
Yeah.
Okay? They're designed to go to the next person that is better. You know what I'm saying? That's why women get over breakups way faster than dudes do.
Yeah. And I know deep down, all guys are like, yo, I don't want to have multiple girls. I only want one girl in my life. And I get that. But here's the problem, right? The other girl you're talking to, I guarantee you, she's having other options as well. And if you only are talking to her, what's going to happen is you're going to have one-itis. And one-itis means you're going to do certain things that are going to sabotage your relationship for the most part. So having multiple options is good for abundance mindset. And then two, think about this, right? If you're with one girl, she has leverage over you. Because I guarantee you, her Instagram, her social media, she's playing options that you don't have. So what's going to happen is she's going to feel more powerful than you in terms of like the relationship. And she'll put demands on you. But if you're dating multiple girls and she knows that, it's like, yo, I can't control this dude. Like, damn, I can't really make demands because no, you have leverage. So very important, guys. Leverage is going to be key to you getting what you want for rotations. And you need more than one girl because if you have more than one girl, abundance mindset, you're not going to take bullshit. You can walk away. You have other girls lined up already. So real talk. Number one thing, guys, is always be sourcing. Never only have one or two. Have more than that just in case one falls off because more they're going to fall off no matter what. But you want to have a rotation constantly going as well. So.
Yeah, and I'm going to say one last thing because I need you guys to understand the importance of an abundance mindset. I had, I've done a couple of consultations just today alone where guys had this like crazy scarcity mentality where they were like tolerating a bunch of bullshit from women and keeping them around. All right, guys, I'm going to give you guys, we talked about this when we were in LA, like the level of an abundance mindset that you need, okay? Because I don't think you guys understand how strong of an abundance mindset women have. So I'm going to give you guys how abundant women feel, okay? So let's go into a crazy dream world. Imagine you got a baddie right next to you, okay? You guys just finished banging. You jizzed all over the place, right? And she's ready to go again, and she's tugging on your john. Well, you're like, oh, you know, I don't need to go again. I need like another 30, 40 minutes, whatever it is. Even if you're the horniest of the horniest guys, right? You're going to need a little bit of time, right? That moment right there in itself, when you get that post-nut clarity and that girl's still yanking on your Johnny, trying to like get you to do it again, that is the mindset that women are in 24/7. I'm going to say that again for you motherfuckers because you guys really don't understand how abundant women have it in their mindset. The female abundance mindset is the equivalent to you sitting in bed, having just had sex with a baddie, post-nut clarity, and she's tugging on your Johnson, ready to go again.
It's strong, man.
You feel pretty abundant at that point, don't you? Right? Nah, chill. I'm going to go eat or something. Like, that's how women operate 24/7 pretty much, guys. Even the horniest of girls operate at that level. Why do you think, right, that they could sit there and say, oh, I haven't had sex in 3 months, even though that's probably cap. But why do you think they could do it? Because that's their level of abundance. These chicks are like fucking Confucius at this level. You know what I'm saying? They're like fucking one with the vagina. Like, oh yeah, I don't need sex. I'm like, you know, I'm at a different level. So now that you guys know that a woman's abundance mindset is on steroids, you guys got to understand they just have it like that just for existing. You need to earn that abundance mindset, okay? And you get it from dealing with a lot of girls, guys. That's why we're harping on this topic so hard, and it's the first thing. The abundance mindset builds a foundation from which you will build the rest of your pyramid slash harem from. Because if you don't have the abundance mindset foundation, you will not be attractive to women to even get them in your rotation in the first place. You need that female level of abundance mindset with that post-nut clarity at all times.
Bam. And then here's the dark secret, and a very big problem in the community as well. A lot of girls, right, they'll be dating somebody, they'll have a boyfriend at home, but because he doesn't serve all purposes, she may have a sugar daddy or a side dude. At that point, leverage is all on her. She'll say, you know what? She'll start making demands, all that stuff. So honestly, for most guys, like, we have one-itis. We just did with one girl. We're very loyal, very supportive. But at the same time, it's like, understand the current climate that we live in right now. And I'll just say this. You don't have to be in a relationship to get sex. You can have multiple girls. You can get multiple girls and have the same thing. But understand that, like, at some point, it's going to be, okay, what's the leverage here? Am I controlling the frame? Am I the one that has the abundance mindset? Because I can walk away. Most guys can't walk away. Either they're married, they're with a girl, and she says, hey, you know what? If you don't take out the trash, we're not having sex. That's leverage. But now, when you have a abundance mindset, you have the leverage. So that's very important.
Bang, bang. So let's hit some of these super chats, guys. That's point one. I told you guys we're going to give you some fucking
fire,
heat,
man.
You know what I'm saying? We haven't done a video like this in a minute, guys. Yeah. So
one-on-one.
Right. Jamal Jackson, $100.
Thank you, brother.
Super sticker. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, man.
Bang, bang. Anybody else?
Yeah, we got some new members too.
Yeah, a lot of new members join up, guys. Thank you so much for joining the Fresh Fit Fam, guys. Big shot LDN, you just joined up. Yeet or be yeeted, bitch. Yeah.
That's his third account.
Yo, this nigga has me dead in the comments, bro. He be like really roasting these girls, bro. This nigga.
Yeet or be yeeted, bitch.
And he uses that like Thor villain as his thumbnail. So that shit has me dead. Or Thundercats, I think.
Yeah, Thundercats.
Thundercats.
I think it's the guy
Thundercats
with
villain.
With the scythe. With the skull.
Sky Rollins, $10. Keep it up, guys. Spam that like button. Thank you so much. Love the show and you guys. Glad to be part of the family. I'll come through for the holidays.
Awesome,
all right,
man.
Thank you so much, CF Guzzi.
RIP Itachi. Guys, y'all are awesome. Here from Texas. It's a breath of fresh air hearing the truth y'all speak. Have y'all, though, about having Steven Crowder on the show? Crowder?
I fuck with his content, man.
It's cool.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He said, I watched his video, you know, grape culture is a lie, you know, prove me wrong. And speak of facts, bro. Mm-hmm. We do not live in a grape culture. If anything, I think we live in a grape hysteria culture.
Yep.
Where, like, these chicks are out here running around accusing everybody.
Yeah, they,
shout out to Pil Cosby.
They regret later and then say, oh, it was, come on, man. Like, y'all capping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your only power you have as a man against a woman is the power to walk away. So if she's tripping, she's acting up, she will test you. Once you walk away from her, give it a day or two. It'll be a week, 2 weeks. She'll hit you up. Hey, stranger.
You want to hit camera 8, Chris, so they can actually sue who the hell's talking? God damn.
Here you go.
Okay, so, there you go.
So anyways, guys, I'm telling you right now, if you spin multiple plates, abundantly you have that that mindset where you're like, you know what? You acting up. I'm put you on timeout. Get another plate, spin it, and she will come back. That's all I got to say.
There you go. All right, cool. So let's move on to number four. Okay, so or the second topic here.
On the list.
Round two. Fight.
This is so critical, guys. Never, ever ask for the relationship.
Ooh.
I'm going to say that again because some of you guys are fucking stupid.
Ooh.
Do not, and I mean this seriously, ever, do not ever, 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 ever ask for the relationship from the woman.
This is the death of so many guys, bro.
You want to take it away, Fresh?
Yo, okay, so imagine this, right? Imagine you did everything right. She was feeling you, into you, you know what I'm saying? Things are going perfectly fine. You guys just met. It's a honeymoon phase. And you're like, why don't you be my girl? Bro, literally right there, bro.
Bro.
You all that hard work. Went down the dream, bro, because guess what, right, bro? She wants to be the one to ask for it. She's going to say, what are we? What are we doing? What's the future? Because she's going to want it. If you're asking for it, it means you're low value because guess what? She has options. You should too. So don't ask for to be in a relationship because real talk, when you force a girl or you push that narrative to a girl and she's not ready or thinking that yet, she may compromise in that second. But the problem is that if she does compromise, is not genuine burning desire for what she really wanted. And if she wants it, it's an emotional tug towards a healthy relationship. If you're forcing it and saying, yo, I want you to be my girl, that's, you're really forcing the issue because at this point, now you're demanding a monogamous relationship, even though it might not even be that. It may be friends with benefits. So the point here, guys, is that whenever you're with a chick, don't ever ask for it. Let her ask you. And I guarantee you the frame is going to be in your power rather than her power, because once you ask her for it, she's the one in control. If you let her ask for it, you can dictate terms. And guys, let me say on the show, if you dictate the terms, you're the one in charge. You control the frame. So there you go.
Guys, you guys are going to, I'm going to burn this into your minds. Okay.
Bottle, by the way.
All right. Cause I noticed when I give you guys things, to little cues to remember, mm-hmm. you guys remember, so you don't do this epic fuck up. And shout out to our boy, Rolo Tomasi. Go get a copy of the Rational Male. Shout out to Rolo, guys. We did an excellent episode, by the way, on like how feminism lied to so many women. Mm-hmm. Check it out. All the links are there. I want you guys to burn this song into your head. Okay. Search Trillville. Never ever.
Trillville.
Never ever.
Literally, bro. Ever. You will never ever.
Put some crunk in your system.
Ever. Ask for the relationship. Burn that shit in your head, niggas. Burn that shit in your head. Like, I want little John in the back of your mind. Like,
ultimate suicide. Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, literally, once again, I don't give a fuck. I want you guys to burn this in your memory, bro.
Shout out to Trillville, by the way.
You know what I'm saying? We're going back to 2005 primetime crunk. You will never ever.
Bro, I used to blast those guys in school bus.
Never ever.
It's true though.
Ask for the relationship.
Don't ever do it.
Damn, bro. Like, you guys are out here crazy. Like, will you be my girlfriend?
What are we?
I like you. What are we? Like,
I need you in my life.
You know?
You're
like,
so perfect.
Yeah, bro. Like, hell no. She's got to ask you for the relationship, bro.
Furthermore. Okay? Most girls belong to the streets anyway.
Yeah.
See, man, you're wiping the house.
They belong to the highway, man.
Facts, bro.
95.
The reason why, guys, so you guys, you know, besides all the jokes and, you know, bringing it back, I see a bunch of you.
Crunk error is missed.
I guarantee niggas is going to search it on YouTube right now for the young boys. Like, what is this song? Oh, this is lit.
Is that a city?
You know? Yo, guys, so the reason why you don't accept the relationship, all jokes aside, right, is because when she comes to you for the relationship, something magical happens. Shout out to Donovan. We talk about this all the time. Donovan Sharp. Go subscribe to his channel as well. Mm-hmm. When the woman comes to you for a relationship, guess what happens? Now you can dictate terms.
Mm.
You put that bitch under a contract. All right, listen. No girls' nights out. No, you know, whatever things that, any bad habits that she used to have that you no longer want happening, now you can finally voice them. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? And like, and when I say voice them, I mean as in like, enforce that boundary and tell her, take it or leave it. Right? Because let's be honest here. If she's not your main girl, you can't tell her to get off Instagram.
You can't.
You can't tell her she can't go on girls' nights out. And remember, she's a plate trying to elevate to your girlfriend. Mm-hmm. So now, every single bad habit that she has that is not conducive to a good long-term relationship, you tell her, all right, put that bitch under contract. I don't want this no more. I don't want this, whatever. And then she's going to have to think about it. Do I want this guy? 9 out of 10 times, bro, she's going to be like, oh, yeah, that's fine. I'll give that up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Donovan takes it a step further. He'll say, unlock your phone and give it to me now.
Wait, hold on. Is Donovan channel down again?
No, I think it's up, bro. Whoa. It's back up.
There.
So, oh, they just deleted him again? God
it's
damn.
It's gone again, bro.
Damn, bro. Okay.
Well, Donovan, we got you, man.
Yeah, Donovan, we got you, bro, if you're watching this, man. We got you.
He made a second channel.
He made a second channel. All right. So, but yeah, guys, go subscribe to the second channel. But what is it? Donovan Sharp 2 or something?
Yeah, damn, this sucks, bro.
Yeah, this is annoying. Yeah, he has another one. It just made it. It's called, just search Donovan Sharp. It comes up. It has 3.96K subscribers. Guys, go subscribe to him. Tell him Fresh and Fit sent you.
And Moss, put it in the chat, please, the link.
Yeah, put the link in there. We support our bros. Anyway, going back to what I was saying, just to finish up, he said, like, tell her to unlock her phone and give it to you, which I think is fantastic because, real talk, a woman's phone is her diary of just cocks. You know what I'm saying? So if you want her to be in a relationship with you, you got to mitigate the problems. And the only way that's going to happen is she's got to come to you for the relationship, right?
Yep. And then also, when she asks for the relationship, guess what happens as well? So, you know, when you were vetting her in this process, right, you would see things happen. You know, you wouldn't talk about it. Like, here's the problem. Here's the thing that happened when she comes to you. Now, at this point, now you can say, hey, you know what? Like Myron said, take it or leave it. At that point, that's your strongest bargaining tool. If you can walk, like Chris said earlier, if you can walk away from a girl and she knows that, hey, you know what? If I want this guy, I need to compromise to his standards. She's going to do it because at what point do you ever have leverage with a girl? Only when you can walk away. So off rip, this is a powerful tool to use. And if you ever really want a girl, do this. I guarantee you, she'll want you way more than if you just gave it to her right away. Like, oh, I want you to be my girl. So this is a power move right here, guys, for you guys to learn behind the scenes. And I don't know who else talks about this other than us, but just keep it
LFA.
LFA?
Yep.
There you go.
Cool. So let's hit the super chats real quick.
Shout and sending members. Isaac Landis. Shout out to you, brother.
Thank you so much, Isaac Landis.
Yep.
For joining up. R6P tip. Needed that reminder on abundance mindset. Good G looks, guys. About to watch the No Jumper after this. Thank you so
awesome.
Much.
Awesome. Remember, like the video, comment on the video. R6P.
Yep. Possessed by a drop. Awesome content. What is a good strategy for single dads?
We covered that in an episode before, right?
We might have to do an episode for single dads because y'all's strategy is going to be a little different.
Yeah.
Cuddly Ninja 187, number one podcast in the world. Down Under.
Down Under. Thank you
so much, bro. We are the number one male improvement podcast.
Shout out to Australia.
$10 Monarchist One. Yo, good topics to talk about. A list of double standards you guys can come up with, both for guys and girls, and another how girls shame other girls and why guys can't pick up on the secret battles
that's,
girls.
That's okay. A lot of topics, bro.
Possibly, yeah.
Devon.
Just watch our late night shows. We break that down every night.
Yep.
Devon, $10. New Fresh Fit mixtape coming soon.
Yo, we need to do a rap song, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, real talk. In the chat.
This guy.
Would you want to see a rap song
Fresh
with me
be
and
a
Myron?
Rapper so bad, bro.
No, you know what it is that we put music out as a huge YouTube channel, bro. It gets views, bro. It's like people fuck for your music.
All right, we'll see.
First thing I said on that.
I'm gonna start.
How you got? Yeah, like you.
Is it the remix?
No, I'm gonna do the ad libs. You can hear background. I'll do the ad libs, bro. Migos.
The rational male. The man who gives his emotional world away too easily robs women of the satisfaction of earning his love.
There you go, man. Facts.
That is why you guys got to get a copy of The Rational Male.
Yep.
All right, Mark Cancel, Fresh and Fit, best podcast ever, keeping it a stat. Yep, absolutely, yeah. Bro. All right, so guys.
Shout out to
AC Brinson, you member. Thank you, brother. And Leo B, 10 bucks. You guys say that girls only see the top 20% of men, but all I see is girls chasing fuckboys and thugs. Do you consider these guys in the top 20%? Can you explain this? Thanks. Oh, man. Dude, I mean.
Yeah, they are, bro.
Yeah,
like, dude,
they're arousing and attractive.
A good-looking guy that's tall doesn't have to be wealthy to be on top 20%. If he looks the part, he's going to get the girls.
Yeah, 20% guys encompasses like all men. It just so happens that a majority of that 20% are financially like well off.
But,
yeah, but you are going to have broke fuckboys in there too.
But here's the problem though. Are they going to stay with those guys? Probably not. Not for a long period of time. You see on the show all the time. Yeah, I did this guy, took care of him, whatever. He was 6 feet, whatever, good body, but he wasn't making any money. How long is she going to stay? Not very long.
And facts. I don't want to do it, guys, but guys, girls would choose boats over fuckboys anytime.
Facts.
So,
facts.
You go. So
facts.
You got the money, then just.
You guys, people think I'd be capping when I say you will lose your girl to a simp, bro.
Yeah.
You just will.
I mean, you can't out-simp a simp.
You can't, especially like in a place like Miami.
And let me say on No Jumper, the number one thing
money.
To get girls nowadays is clout, man.
Yep. Facts.
Clout and their money.
So, quick transition. This is the part where we shamelessly sell you guys something.
Our sponsor, Teach Hanley.
Shout
in
out to our sponsor, Teach Hanley, man. We've been rocking with them for a minute before we were all, you know.
Glamored up.
Yeah, glamored up. Well, we're like fake famous now.
We're like some wannabes.
You know? So anyway, guys, TJ Hanley, skincare product. Awesome stuff, okay? I use this stuff since 2018. I was using it personally, right? I use the Level 3. Comes with a face wash. Comes with a scrub. Get that dead skin off your face. Then it has the eye cream, right? For your eyes, right? Because I got these dark, like, shadowy Arab eyes that everyone makes fun of me about. Mm-hmm. And then I got the Super Serum Anti-Aging. And then obviously you get an AM and a PM moisturizer that you use when you wake up and when you go before you go to bed. Keeps your skin nice, smooth, and tight. And yeah, man, I mean, I use the Level 3. I've been using it since then, guys. They also have a bunch of other products as well. I know Fresh uses more.
Yeah.
But I've been using this myself since 2018 before I was sponsored by these guys. So it was just an easy transition. Like, I hit them up like, yo, I use your shit anyway. You guys want to work together? Sure. So.
Yeah, so Myron put me on, man. And honestly, man, I didn't have a skin routine. You guys know my feet. I never cream my feet. But my face and my body now, I use their soap. And real quick, man, they're dropping a product. I can't say what it is. It is crazy good for your skin. And use it in the shower. But I use a face wash every morning and nighttime when I take a shower. I feel rejuvenated, pretty much good to go. Actually, my complexion is a little bit lighter now using TJ Hanley as well. And I feel great when I step out of the shower. But number one thing, guys, is that when you use hygiene, girls understand and they know it, that you're doing it. It's kind of like if you smell good and you feel good, they can feel that energy. So off rip. Guys, TJ Hanley is number one for guys. It's simple, easy to use. And guess what? Best of all, it's low price. So there you go.
Also, not to mention, guys, that it's not that expensive. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, like, yo, the products are better than most girl stuff. When I have girls come over and they want to, like, get their makeup removed, whatever, they just use a face wash. And they're like, wow, this is really strong. It took it all off on one shot.
Yep.
And I learned that the men's skincare products are superior to the female skincare products. Because since men don't buy skincare products or just, you know, I guess cleanliness stuff as much, it has to be higher quality because men are less reasonable buyers. You know, sorry, they're, how do I say this? They're more less agreeable buyers. So female products almost always are inferior to male products, bro. So yeah, this stuff right here is really high quality, and they give you like a I almost said the R word.
Easy to use card.
You know, so if you're if you're one of those kinds of guys, like the card will help you. Fucking.
But just after the topic tonight, man. Honestly, for rotation purposes, you keep a bottle or ointment of the face wash for the girls that come over, and before you know it, they're like, "Oh my god, this is great." Hey, this is yours, baby girl. Right here on the counter.
Bang, bang. Trey, Chris, what's your guys' thoughts on it? Because you guys be stealing all my boxes, damn.
Yeah, man. I've been using Tej for the past like 3 months, and I've noticed my face being clear, less ashier, and when I wake up in the morning. Especially the AM has like SP 40, you said?
Yeah, it has some SPF.
So it's definitely great for you guys. I would recommend it because when girls look at your face and they say, "Hey, you look nice," it glows. And yeah, man, girls are very visual.
Yeah, and since they're sponsoring today's episode, oh, wait, Trey, what do you got on it?
He's licking his lips.
He's licking his lips, guys. Give it a second.
There it is.
Get it.
There you go.
Thank you. We waited all that to hear that. Okay, thank you, sir. So yeah, guys, go ahead. Click the link below, guys. Get it. And if you guys get it, you're also going to get a free gift.
Yep.
When you sign up through us, just because, you know, obviously they're sponsoring today's video.
Link below.
So link below, guys, and it's going to be the top pinned comment. Thank you so much for the support. And yeah, anyway, so we're going to get to the next one here.
Number three.
Back to regularly scheduled programming.
Yo, who is Sammy Sosa? Someone say professional level. Sammy, ooh, yeah, who is that?
He's a former baseball player.
Oh, nah, man. I'm proud to be Nigerian, bro.
Stupid.
Oh, we got awesome super chats, by the way.
Okay. All right. We'll read these super chats, and we're going to get into the top three.
Let me refresh it.
Cool.
Okay.
So we got
three more things to go over, guys. And these are very important, so stay tuned.
Guys, we're going to do 20 and up, man. Okay. We gotta go through these topics too as well.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
wait, we can read these.
All right, cool.
Fresh Fit, best podcast ever, keeping it a stack. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leo B, you guys say that girls only see the top. Oh, no, we read that one already.
Yeah.
The Rational Male read that one. $10, live, love, give. Interested in being a mod. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you, brother.
Chris will decide your fates if you've been already helping out. Chris knows who all the people are that are active in the chat.
Mark Cancel, welcome, brother.
Hey, welcome to the team. All right. So, guys, we're going to get into the third topic now of how to maintain harem/plates.
Round three.
This is where we're going to talk about the money now.
Money's very important.
You got to reward good behavior
and punish,
but be ready
bad behavior.
Punish the bad behavior.
Punisher.
Okay. You got to be ready to always Frank Castle these hoes, guys. So, first, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah. So, honestly, with rotations, right? It is not a just come through and smash all the time. Sometimes you got to invest a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. So having your money in order is very important because what's going to happen is if you want to keep them, they can't always be inside the house. Now, for the most part, what happens is once they trust you, they get to know you and they have that connection with you, you could do almost anything that you want to do. So very important when you have your money in order, let's say you want to go to eat, you want to go to different spots, you can do that without having to hurt your pockets. Now, if you have multiple girls, though, this is multiple bills. And you know, from the show, we tell you guys to maintain frame, you should always be paying when you go on dates. So I'll say this. When it comes to money, make sure that you're not burning your pockets trying to keep a rotation happening. Because what happens is, I know guys that have been chasing girls for years, right? These are guys that are older now, and they have one regret. They spent all their time and money chasing girls, having rotations, and I would say they have nothing to show for right now because they spent all their time and money on those girls. So I would say, make sure that it is a small portion, maybe 10-20% of your income, if you want to spend that much, on those dates with those girls. Because real talk, you're gonna have to keep them interested in you and what you're about. So some things you might have to maybe go like to maybe jet skiing, you know, maybe to like, you know, arcade, shit like that after you smash, of course. So I would say when you have a rotation, you go to some fun shit every now and then to keep them, you know, give them some bait, give them some like, you know, some scraps here and there. But understand, it shouldn't hurt you in your pockets. At that point, what happens is with the leverage you have as well, if you can manage multiple girls, I recommend no more than 4 or 5. 4 is kind of the best spot. 5 is OD. Bro, I used to do 3.
For the average guy, bro, they're going to be able to maintain no more than 3.
Yeah, more than 3. Guy. Yeah, yeah. I used to do 3 a day, but guys, real talk, it is not worth it. So I would say making a portion of your income, 10% is a good sweet spot here. You don't want to spend more than that. And at that point, you do some fun shit every now and then, maybe arcade, maybe some drinks here and there. But for the most part, invite them to your crib, smash. That's your rotation. But every now and then, throwing some fun stuff, some scraps for them. So. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So the thing is, guys, is that, you know, obviously you want to have a few girls that you're dealing with. And then the one that you like the most gets the best experiences.
Wait, hold on. Let's clarify that, because we said 20% of income yearly.
Not the yearly, bro. Paycheck? This is like paycheck, bro.
Yeah,
this,
paycheck, guys.
This is like, okay, let's say you make $2,000, $3,000 a month, $200 max on all the girls. You're not spending like a bunch of money. This is like a fun pocket, yeah, of your money.
Like a bar.
So you know how you have like money for rent, money for food, money for transportation?
He said 10%. He didn't say 20.
No, someone said.
I don't know. I don't know where that
well, Fresh said 10%.
But have a portion of that for fun, and that includes having fun with your rotation. All right.
Yeah. So that's what he's talking about per paycheck, guys. So it's a way smaller percentage.
You got to throw scraps, bro. I don't care who you are. You got to get them a little piece of meat every now and then.
Yeah. So, they read into that a little too much, guys. Yeah. Basically, for me, guys, personally, that was what Fresh would do. For me, what I would do is whatever you were going to do anyway, that you kind of don't, that, you know, whether it's go watching a movie, eating at a certain restaurant, whatever, just bring her along as a plus one is my rule. You know what I'm saying? And then, now, I know people are going to say, well, what about holiday? What about vacations? All this extra shit. Mm-hmm. Bro, she's really got to prove in herself to you for you to take her, like, that type of thing. She's got to be either your main girl or, like, she's, like, proving herself as a plate for a minute before you're, like, taking her on trips and shit like that.
With,
like,
me personally, if I know holidays coming up, I would, not purposely, but I would, you know, be, you know, keep it casual with her on dating-wise. And then probably 2 or 3 weeks beforehand, then say, hey, let's do something for this day. And then she'll be more enlightened to come with you, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. So you can take her out with you and everything like that, bro. But I'm hoping that you had vetted her for at least 6 months.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to necessarily be your girl, but she's got to be like on your program. You know what I'm saying? Like she's got to be pretty much at a point where she's like groomed. If you were to assimilate her into a girlfriend position, she's like ready. If you're going to give her trips and introduce her to your family, all the other shit. So yeah, guys. So yeah, you want to definitely not be expending too much money. The middle ground is this. You don't want to be a cheapskate where you're only bringing her to your spot and smashing and not doing anything. But at the same time, you ain't going to be running around buying her fucking Gucci bags. Like, you're not going to be an idiot. You're going to have a healthy middle where you guys are doing fun, low-cost activities that that are more enjoyable with two people, whether it's the movies, a restaurant, whatever it is. That's fine. And me personally, I don't buy girls gifts.
Yeah.
I don't buy girls gifts. That's girlfriend material.
Yeah.
Like, if you're buying girls gifts and shit like that, she's got to be your main girl, personally. Especially, like, you know, taking her out for trips or getting her anything nice, like Christmas type gifts, whatever, she's got to be your main girl.
And I want to say one thing, right? So some guys in chat are like, yo, I ain't spending no money. Bro, I can tell off rip from that warm response, the type of girls that you're dealing with. Because nights and tens, bro, you can't be doing that. Dude, y'all niggas have me dying, bro. Oh, Fresh, you're a simp, you're this and that. Nigga, the type of girls that you're dealing with is going to determine how you move. Bro, real talk, you're not going to bring a 9 to 10 to your house every single night and smash for free. You got to give her some type of like scraps, bro. You have to. I don't care who you are, bro, because what's going to happen is she's going to go to the next guy, and he's going to do it. So at least make it a small portion of what you got, bro, and make sure it's what you want to do, like Myron said. Like, I like to go eat tacos. So take a bitch of tacos.
Yeah,
right?
It doesn't have to be a crazy thing.
Like, Miami, man.
Some of you guys, like, take it too far, saying, like, oh, I don't pay for nothing, whatever. Like, that's
You're
cool.
You're bugging, bro.
But just understand, like it's fine if you want to be a cheapskate and not spend any money, but just remember this. Don't get mad when she flakes on you more, she doesn't respect you as much, you know, she only like kind of puts you in her schedule versus you putting her in your schedule.
Yeah.
Because a lot of you guys are capping the chat. I'm just gonna fucking say it. Capping if you guys hard. Have a girl that you're doing this like cheap nigga shit with, like where you're not doing nothing, just feeding them, like you're just like literally bringing her to place and smashing her, there's no way she's attractive. There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
Because girls that are bad, are getting hit up all the time, bro. Why is she gonna fuck with you when she has NFL players sliding in her DMs?
Exactly.
And niggas be capped, bro.
You know the funny part with this is that like they be like, yeah, I smash nines and tens. I'm like, bro, no, you don't. And even if you did, she's not gonna stay with you.
But
you
might they smash nines and tens in Minnesota, in small areas.
Hey,
yeah,
man.
Bro, these dudes are capped, bro. A lot of these guys be capped. I'll feed them scraps. I don't do nothing with them. Like, fuck out of here, bro.
Yep.
Like, you're probably dealing like with a whale or some shit like that, you know?
Even
but there's no way that you got a baddie and she's tolerating that long term.
Yeah, Andrew Tate had a video. It's on, I think it's called titled Why I'm Not Frugal With My Money.
Yeah,
and
why you gotta pay on dates too.
And it just goes to show that like certain girls of certain backgrounds and certain, I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, have certain requirements, and if you don't fit those roles, you don't have again a touch, bro. You don't have again to like go with her.
Yeah.
So
she got like sugar daddies and dudes paying bills and high value men and rappers and shit sliding in her DMs, bro. What the fuck are you talking about? Like,
exactly.
Oh yeah, I'm just gonna get her on the D alone. You might smash. I'm not saying you won't smash, but what I am saying is that this is about harems, guys.
Yeah.
We're not talking about one night stands here. This is about maintaining her long term as a smash piece.
and even 6s, 7s, and 8s, like those girls as well, bro. Like you can't just bring nothing at all and only give the D, bro. And you, I mean, you could do that for so long, but if you want to keep them in rotation, you gotta give them those scraps, bro. You got to. So that's what it really is.
I don't know about you guys, but in Miami, I just smashed 5s and 6s, and I used to get away with just bringing girls over and just smashing, and you know, not doing much with them. But when I leveled up my game, man, these 7s, these 8s, these 9s, man, they want to go out. So they'll ask you, hey, let's go out someplace. And you say no, they have like 20 other guys that they can definitely deal with.
Yeah, go where you want to go, but make sure that it's on your terms.
Yeah, bro. And like, remember, guys, women are going to have less patience and tolerance the harder the sexual marketplace you're in. So in other words, if you're in New York City, if you're in LA, if you're in Miami, whatever, you will not be able to do that long term with some of these chicks, bro. So a lot of you guys be telling on yourselves. You say, oh, no, I don't do anything. I just give them scraps.
Like, I know y'all niggas are bums.
Yeah, cap, bro.
I know.
Then I already know that you ain't maintaining her. You just like smash her every now and then. You know what I'm saying? If that. So next one.
Yeah, next one. Super chat real quick.
Schwazer
Gamer. Hey, guys, $50. Been watching and sub to you guys for a minute. Want to let you guys know I will buy consult and get max membership on Patreon starting next week. Thank you, brother. Got to level up my life. Shout out to you guys, Rolo, Rich, and FNF. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. CF Grizzy, $20. Why you hating on whales? Those are my shorties. Bro, real talk. I'm going to say this, right? I don't judge a man for the type of girl that he's with. If that's what you like, bro, do your thing, bro. Like, if you like 3s and 4s and that's what you want, go ahead, bro. Just don't get finessed. That's my thing. Understand that, look, if you're going to deal with these type of girls, if they're going to finesse you, you must as well date 9s and 10s already. That's all I'm saying. So
facts. Now got to maintain. Okay, guys. And don't forget to
like the video
real quick, guys.
Oh, we have 1.4K likes.
Guys, real quick. Chris, could you show them our second channel for the clips?
Yeah, sure. No,
guys, awesome job on our main channel, but we need help on our second channel. It's called Fresh or Fit Clips. If you don't want to watch a full 1 hour or 2 hour live stream, go there, support us. Go right now, open up a new tab. It's up to that channel. Honestly, guys. So help us get to 100K on that one as well.
Yeah. Cool. So, all right, guys. So we're going to get into
number two
here.
So honestly, man.
Countdown.
Round two. Number two, guys. This is very, very important. And look, guys talk about they have rotations. Y'all niggas be capping, bro. I guarantee you're capping. Because this is very important. No one talks about it, honestly. Stop the cap. It's stimulating mentally and physically the girl in your rotation. And what happens is, guys will be like, oh yeah, I'm going to do the bare minimum and I'm going to keep her coming. Yeah, for how long though? If you want to have a long-term rotation and have girls really into you, you got to give them some scraps. And that could mean a little bit of dates here and there that you want to go on. But more importantly, it's going to be in the bedroom. And like I said earlier in the last show, right? I'm a plumber. I lay the pipe. Once I lay the pipe, I get paid for the job. But guess what? I have other jobs coming up. So the point here is that, like, when you lay the pipe, right, make sure that you're doing it the right way. And I know Myron has a different opinion about not making a chick bust, but, bro, when I'm done with a chick, she got everything in one. She gets to go out on some cool dates. She gets to bust. And more importantly, she's stimulated mentally because it starts before the bedroom. So it starts on the date. So the first time you meet a girl for the first time, she's reading you. She's trying to see who you are and figure out, you know what? Is it going to smash or not? At that point, throughout the whole date, you're building up sexual tension. You're touching. You're caressing. You're trying to see where her mindset's at. So you should be the one asking her questions. Like, what's your plans for the next 5 years? Like, what are you about? What do you do for a living? How's your family? Are you close with your dad or your mom? To chat like that, to try to like stimulate her mind. And then you kind of want to see, okay, what type of girl is she? Is she like a fun girl? Likes to go out and party? Does she like to like read books or into like, you know, stocks, whatever? The point is you want to stimulate her mind. And then from there, once you stimulate it enough, you create sexual tension. Maybe you're by the bar with some drinks as we recommend. You know, you're dancing, you're touching. And then when it comes to the bedroom, you finish the job thoroughly. Make sure she's thoroughly finished. And at that point, you stimulate her mentally and physically. Bro, where's she going to go? Because at that point, you got her soul, nigga. And look, I'm about getting a bitch's soul. I don't care about smashing now. I want her soul. I want to make sure, you know what? If I call you at 3 a.m, you show up. That's the type of girl that I mess with now. So it is what it is.
Yeah. with me, man, it's just like, I don't really, when I talk about like, you know, a woman's ejaculation means nothing. What I mean by that is that she should already be getting turned on during the sex just with you alone.
Yep.
You know, like my thing is like, you shouldn't be doing all this extra stuff like Ian Box, like I'm doing all this like weird freaky stuff
Hitachi
to appease her. Yeah, bro. Like,
toys.
Well, number one, if you're doing all that, you already know what time it is. She belongs to the street. So you shouldn't be taking her serious anyway. And then on top of that, she should be getting, because remember, guys, girls come in here first before they don't, they're not as visual as us, man. It's the things that you do outside of the actual sex that gets her turned on, that leads up to sex. Women need all this mental stimulation, bro. Why do you think romantic novels, women read them stupid ass shits? They read it because they need that cognitive stimulation, bro. So just by you doing what we tell you guys and the four other things, spinning other plates, which are going to naturally make you attractive anyway, because you're going to have an abundance mindset, you know, having other girls, her being able to smell that abundance mindset, not asking for relationships, punishing bad behavior but rewarding good behavior. Like if she does some bullshit, you know, let's talk about punishing. She doesn't respond to text, you start leaving her on scene. You plant something, she flakes or whatever, you start cutting her off. Like when you start doing these things, you're going to build attraction just by doing, just by being you. So by the time you have sex with her, it's already foregone conclusion that she's going to come. My problem is that I don't want you guys doing all this extra shit, you know, doing monkey double backflips for her. Shout out to Coach.
CGA.
Right? She's like, oh, good boy. Good boy.
Good boy.
Yeah. Because the fact that you're doing the monkey double backflips from her is actually going to turn her off, contrary to what she tries to tell you. I'm going to say that again, guys. Doing all this extra shit to please her, despite what she tells you about, oh, it makes me come. It actually makes you less attractive because you're doing monkey double backflips for her. Remember, guys, dude, sex is her duty, not yours. You know, you already have to bring way more to the table as a man to even fuck with her sexually. So it's on her to make you come. Last time I checked, society is built when a man ejaculates, not when a woman ejaculates, because you have to fulfill so many other things to even be put in a position where you're fucking her. So it should be a foregone conclusion by the time you stick that head in that she's going to come anyway, because you've been able to master attraction prior to the sex. If you're pulling out a Hitachi, all this extra shit, well, number one,
she belongs to the streets.
And quite frankly, fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? She should be like, she should be already turned on by you ignoring her, not taking her too serious, having an abundance mindset, being aloof. All these things that we talk about, guys, the whole package makes you sexy and makes her come. So by the time you stick it in, it's already a foregone conclusion. That's what we're trying to say when I say a female ejaculation doesn't matter. You're in the bedroom doing all this extra shit, you know, oh yeah, girl, yeah, you like that, oh yeah, yeah, doing all this extra monkey shit, bro. Like, nah, fuck out of here, bro.
You want to hear a secret, guys? You want to know why my body count so high? Is because I stimulate mentally and physically at the same time. So on the show, right, what do they say all the time? The girls say they want a guy, right, that's the ambitious one. But also they want a guy that's going to help them, how to put this, grease the wheel. The point here is that, like, when you're dating a girl, bro, and you want her in your rotation, you got to give her the scraps to make her want to stay. It's like feeding a cat. You know, you get the cat some milk, some scraps. They leave, and then they come back. Girls are like cats, bro. Legit. If you give them just enough, they will come back every single time. But if you give them the ball up front, which is the relationship.
The ball of yarn.
Yeah, ball of yarn, full attention. They're going to play with it, and then just go for good. The point here, guys, is that, like, you give them just enough so you're not thirsty. They say on the show all the time, all the girls from Late Night Show, guys are too thirsty. Real talk, you smash, you say goodnight, make sure she gets home. Don't text her the next day. Let her text you. With rotations, guys, you give them just enough to keep them there, and then you bounce. That's how you do it, man. So, honestly, guys, all I want you to do is focus on making sure that you are good financially in terms of, like, you got your money on point. You're also good in terms of mentally stimulating her on a date. You're also good on building up that sexual tension when you're out and about. And once you do these things correctly, bro, and you don't ask for a relationship up front, you can put it in your rotation and you control the frame. So we got a special guest here. Oh, shit! Oh, all right, niggas! You think I'm fucking around here? Yo, I'm tired of this shit! You guys are fucking ninja watchers! You guys don't like the video! You don't subscribe to the channel. The goddamn Fresh and Fit Clips channel has 85% of you niggas not subscribed. You guys think I'm fucking playing around just because you haven't saw me in a week? I'll let you niggas know what time it is right now. Yo, like the video right now, niggas. Guess what? It is motherfucking Wednesday. We're on the way. You gotta make threats like goddamn. All right. Oh, you know what? Okay, see y'all niggas. What?
I gotta threaten them now.
Oh shit, yeah, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, so, yeah. All right, niggas. If you don't like the video, this one's gonna happen to you. Ah! Like the video right now, motherfuckers. Right now.
Yo,
talk around.
Yo.
I'm tired of this shit.
Yo, also, like the video right now, and then subscribe to our channel on Clips channel. Yeah. Oh shit.
Yo, So this one's gonna happen to you if you guys don't like the video.
Yeah, put your fingers.
I swear to God, bro, don't hit me. All right, I'm not gonna cap. I haven't been practicing, but I think I can do this. Okay, I got it.
Yo, you giving him balls, man? You're pushing balls. so much for Fresh's kids, you know, so no kids for Fresh. Oh, man. Fresh, so you got hit in the balls.
Bruh.
Well,
my balls hurt. Yo, real talk. I've been in the gym, though, so I'm good to go. Yes, sir. Oh, man. Hope y'all enjoyed that segment there, man. I was stuttering so bad. I couldn't breathe.
Stutter ninja.
Oh, man. Oh, brother. Man. Guys, like the video, man. It's free, man.
I hope you guys like that ninja segment. Yeah, we get a lot of complaints, but fuck y'all niggas. We're going to keep doing it.
Like, I'm in pain, but it's for you niggas, bro.
Shut up, Boat BX.
Boat BX.
$20.
Myron and Fresh kick out consistent game night after night, and these leeches can't hit a simple like button. That's what I'm saying, brother. I see y'all dads never came back from the D store. Oh, man. Bro.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. We're going to get into the number one thing right now.
Fresh now to run.
And anything, I hit my elbow, bro, on that fucking nunchuck, man.
Bro, you horrible with that shit, bro. Man, keep the sword.
Fucking elbow hurts, bro. Okay. Okay. So
that was the episode of the Nutcracker.
Any more super chats?
Oh, no, man.
No? Okay.
Cool.
All right, guys. So we're going to get into the number one reason. Number one thing that you need to have
for rotations
to run rotations. Okay. So,
and that is, are you ready?
We have one more if you want to read it.
Oh,
member.
Oh, okay.
Dino.
Hold a masculine chick 6 months. Oh, had a masculine chick 6 months ago. I told her about herself and said, good luck. I'm done. She sent a long text and I left her on scene. Good. She hit me up 2 days ago on IG. Like, I hate that I got love for you. LMAO.
Yeah. Exactly, you gotta play the game, bro. You gotta put that drama in her life too, as well.
Exactly. So,
okay.
The number one thing. You must control the frame at all times. Set all terms with everything you do with the girl. Everything.
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 You want to take it first?
So, guys, rotations, right, is all about you being in charge and taking lead. Because if you don't take lead, how can they follow you? So, all girls that you talk to, right, you'll maybe go on a date or two. You like her, but she's the one making the plans. She's the one making all the choices. And it's like, yo, like, I don't want this nigga to lead me. So off rip, when you go on the first time date, make sure you're in charge. You set the date. And all game really is, bro, is having a game plan, how the date goes and how it's going to end. So same thing when you got plates for rotation. The game never ends. You're always gaming the girl. Even when you're married, even when you're in a relationship, you're always gaming the girl. So first step when you're on your game is to decide, hey, you know what? This date, I'm taking it to this bar, then my house. Vice versa. This date, she's coming straight to the house, we're smashing. The point is, you have game in your head already from the jump, or what are you going to do? That's taking leadership and controlling the frame. That's one segment. Number two is, if she tells you, hey, you know what? What are we? As we said earlier, what's the frame? Now you decide the terms. So, hey, you know what? At this point, let's just see where it goes. I'm not ready for that right now. That's controlling the frame. Or you could say, hey, you know what? I think you are a good candidate. I vetted you properly. You know what I'm saying? You seem pretty chill.
You've been vetted for this job.
Yeah, exactly. It's a job. These are my standards. And she can walk away. The point is, you're never buckling to her demands. You're the one in control. And then thirdly, regarding the frame. Picture this, right? For rotations, they're going to test you. I guarantee you, bro, she can test. She can be like, you know what? I know you got other girls, but I'm going to give them an ultimatum. Like, hey, if you don't pick me, I'm going to just leave. Leave then, bitch. Go ahead.
If you leave then.
At that point, you're controlling the frame because you're not going to bow down to her demands. The point, guys, is that when you control the frame, it's respect given and respect earned. At that point, she can either take it or leave it. So controlling the frame is very important. And for rotation, you can't bend, you can't fold, because they will lose interest. They will test you, and those shit tests will they stay or leave. So guys, real talk, rotation is not easy. You gotta put in the game, but at the same time, understand that if you control the frame, for the most part, she's gonna actually, come into those standards and at least submit to you in some standard and some form. But very important, guys, when it comes to game, you have to control the frame. So there you go.
Damn, son. What'd you find this?
Fantastic explanation, man. Yeah, guys, what it comes down to is the game begins once, you know, you guys start like seeing each other regularly, bro. You gotta like just be everything that it's just like building muscle, mm-hmm. right? So for those of you that are like into bodybuilding and improving your physique, like when you bodybuild, right, and you go on a bulk or in a calorie surplus phase and you build the muscle mass, mm-hmm. when you go on a cut, what do? You do the same exact routine that got you the muscle in the first place. You just decrease calories. Same thing with women. Whatever got you the girl in the first place, you continue to maintain. It's just that you have to do everything the same. It's just understand that now you got the context of a relationship. So you have to be even more on point. Just like when you're on a diet.
Yep.
Now you got to be really on point with your diet. Same thing with the girl. Now that you got her in the harem, now you got to be even more on point with her and do the same things that made you attractive in the first place. The problem is that a lot of guys switch up.
Yes.
Say that again. A lot of you guys, you display all the attractive features in the beginning of the relationship. Then you get her and you start softening up. You start to supplicate to her.
Preach.
You start to let her do things that she would have never been able to get away with when you first met her. You start to baby, stay with me. Like, you don't have to go to the gym tonight. And your dumbass sits there and watches Netflix and eats a tub of ice cream with her. You do stupid shit like that, thinking like, oh, it's just a little bit here and here. No, man. You need to be a tyrant with your time and everything you do. You need to be where she's begging you for attention, bro. Begging you for attention, because she's going to value it even more. The things that made you get the girl need to be continued to maintain the girl. I'm going to say that one more time. Because a lot of you guys get this RP awareness. You get the girl and then you're like, okay, I got the girl now. I'm going to go back to being a fucking pussy. And then bang, next thing you know, she's banging a nigga that looks like Chris in the back in Opa-locka. Like, bro, stop doing that shit. You have to maintain the same goddamn tenacity that you had in the beginning. Okay? When a girl tells you, hey, hang out with me. Hey, let's do this. Why do you got to work all the time? You know what you guys need to be thinking in your head? Literally, it should sound like this to you. All right? You got to be like, I don't understand that fucking bullshit. Womanese. I don't understand it because I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. Okay? And what's going to happen is this. Something magical is going to happen, guys. You want to know what happens? I'll tell you right now. She starts to respect you.
What? Say it again.
She starts to fucking respect you, goddammit!
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
I wonder if we say it all the time on the show, but respect, it respects you.
It's required. And here's the other thing too, guys. Let's break this shit down. I'm about to go all the way in for you guys. Respect, one of the mandatory ingredients for respect. You guys want to know what it is? Fear.
Of losing.
Fear. Whether it's physical violence or of loss. But the point is that woman needs to be scared.
Don't hit her, guys.
Yeah. Some of y'all niggas gonna be like, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Shit, hit a bitch. Chris Brown time.
Yeah, you gotta.
Nigga, like, don't do that. Okay? But what I am saying is that.
Shout out to CB.
Respect can only exist with a mandatory requirement, which is fear. The fear needs to come not obviously at the back of your hand. Don't do that. But it needs to come from a fear of loss, guys. Okay? Women only respect what they cannot necessarily control. I'm going to say that again. Women only respect what they can't necessarily control. A lot of you motherfuckers get in. These bitches like think it's Yu-Gi-Oh on you. And they just be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm going to do? Like,
it's time to do.
And they use that fucking card, change of heart. They use change of heart on your dumbass. And then you be like, oh, okay. I'm going to do what you say. What? Okay. You want me to sip on level 9,000? Okay, I got you.
It's over 9,000.
Then you there's know? Trap cart.
You know what I'm saying? Then she, exactly. Then she uses trap hole on your dumb ass. You're like, oh,
and onto the graveyard for your ass. Guys, no monster reborn.
Facts.
Yep.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, the same things that got you the girl need to be maintained to keep the girl in check, okay? You do not deviate from your mission or what got you attractive in the first place. And as a matter of fact, you double down on it even more that you got her. Because the things that made you attractive in the first place are going to keep you attractive. When women do this stupid shit, oh, hang out with me here. Oh, you never hang out with me. All I need you guys to translate that womanese for I'm testing you right now. I need you to see what you're going to do. I want to see how strong and iron-willed you are. Are you going to come and hang out with me and get some pussy? But just know that I'm going to not get, have respect for you after you hang out with me. That's how it is. Everything that a woman tells you to do or asks you to do is counterproductive towards your attraction.
Yep.
Period. I know that sounds crazy. It's like, what the, whoa, what are you talking about? Yes, man. Women live in a fucking bizarre world, guys. Like, left is right for them. Right is left. And up is down. Down is up. Whatever the fuck. It's all over the place with them, bro. Mm-hmm. So you can't go off a woman's leadership and listen to what she says or succumb to her request, man.
Yeah.
I always tell you guys, men lead, women follow. If you put a woman in a leadership role, she's going to lead you all right to the end of the relationship. Okay? So control the frame at all times, guys.
You got
to. At all times. You don't listen to shit she ever tells you. Well, I want to do this. Okay, cool. You know, you could take it into consideration. Oh, I want to go to Disney World. Okay. Keep it in the back of your mind. Maybe a month later, you take it to Disney World and make it look like it's your idea.
Boom. There you go. Yeah, man. You guys wonder why I'm so calm and so collected, because like I control the frame. And off rip, abundance mindset is powerful. So if a chick is out of line, all right, cool. It's what it is. On to the next one. You don't have to always be trying to like cater to her. You have to always be in control of yourself and what you're about. And controlling your frame just means that at some point in your life, you decide, you know what? This is who I am. This is what I'm about. And these are my standards. And guys, you're the prize, honestly, because think about this. She wants a relationship with you. If that's the case, you control the dynamic, the frame, and you understand that, you know what? This is what I want. This is what I won't tolerate. And at that point, hey, she could take it or leave it. So
yeah, man. Guys, a lot of you guys run too much I hope she likes me game. I need you guys to run take it or fucking leave it game.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? When you say take it or leave it, something magical happens, guys. That R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You will respect my frame, bitch, or you're going to be going somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys, literally, it's got to be that level. And it starts at the smallest parts. When it goes to where do you want to pick to eat? Where do you want to go for activities? Yep. Whatever it is, it starts at that smaller level, bro.
You guys heard last night, a girl in the red, her boyfriend was not leading at all.
Yep.
She would be like, okay, I want to eat here, here, here. She had to tell him, hey, you need to be a man and tell me where you want us to eat. And luckily, she watches the show. She changed up her whole vibe of being a masculine girl. And her boyfriend is now doing the right thing.
We saved that nigga, bro, on the low.
Yeah,
we saved that, bro.
She was saying she was losing
interest.
Yeah, interest in him. And now she's like falling back and letting him lead. And he's like, leader? Yeah. What is this?
So yeah. It's all about controlling
the frame. We bought him a couple more weeks at least.
There you go. Because, yeah, he probably can be out of it.
So, yeah, it is what it is. But, shout out guys, to him, by the way. There it is, man. So, yeah, you got to control the frame. Let's hit some of these super chats real quick. And then if you guys got questions, we can hit some of the questions. We'll do 25 and up, guys. We'll go for another 10 minutes or so. If you guys have questions, if not, we're going to can it. Yeah. $20, Boat Box, Myron and Fresh. No. Kick out.
Oh. Give me that one. Okay. Oh, my gosh, another one.
Because that ninja segment had me dying. Another reason I love this show. Hey, thank you so much, CF Gizzy.
Entertainment, man.
You'll be hating like, oh, y'all niggas is corny. All right, listen, man, bro, motherfucker. If you guys.
I will be a corny ass nigga if I want to be a corny ass nigga. Fuck you, bro. No, I'm tired of niggas saying, oh, do this and do that. Nigga, this is our fucking show. We'll do what we feel like.
Guys, find me another YouTuber that actually goes out of his way physically to get the likes up.
Yeah, yeah, bro. They just stop the show. And they put annoying sounds
on. Ain't nothing wrong with that, like us.
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. But I'll tell you this, that ninja segment is a lot more entertaining than fucking, playing AOL sounds. No offense to anybody else.
There you go.
You know, but we you know, we're creative, bro.
And I'm getting hurt every single time. In the nuts.
RIP balls.
God damn it, bro.
Devon, $20. After that balls, ninja though. Segment, I have a new drawing idea for you guys. I was the one who tagged you guys in the stupid bimbo drawing earlier this month. If you guys need an artist for merch, I got you.
Oh, dope. Thanks, man.
I don't remember that, but. We get a lot of DMs, bro.
Yeah.
Michael, King Michael, $50. Keep doing your thing. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, $50. And then what else do we got?
That'll be good because we have the girls coming in like 30 minutes or
oh,
so.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
All right, guys, we got another show late night. What are we going to do?
Calling out Kevin Samuels, guys. I'm just saying our way of getting the likes up is different. We try to make it a little bit more entertaining.
Guys, you guys are loving the Smash Your Pass topics. We got some plans here to make it even more entertaining and more thoughtful towards you guys' page. So, Smash Your Pass, probably tonight, $100 per Smash Your Pass.
Yeah.
And
because we got a topic that we got to cover. Shout out to Trey with coming up with the topics.
Yes. Smash Your Pass tonight. Yes.
Yep. Cool. No questions, I guess. No.
And then the course drops tomorrow, guys, to really understand Instagram and how it works. And yeah.
Cool. And
I think that's also our sponsor, Identity IQ. Go support them. If you want to build your credit score,
yep.
You know, monitor your credit. Also, as well, if you want to also learn how credit works, go through them. They helped us get our credit up. Now we're bringing it to you guys. For $1 for one.
Click the video, the last video we did, and it's going to be at the top of the description, the one we did with the girls last night, and it'll be right there. Sign up for $1, guys. Check your credit. We'll talk about it a little bit more tonight.
It's in the chat, too.
Yeah, it's in the chat as well. So with that said, guys, all right, we're going to can this show. I'm going to go to the gym, and we're going to get ready for the next show, guys. We're probably going to go at, like, what, 10:30, Chris?
Yeah, about 10:30.
About 10:30, we're going to start. Thank you guys for the support. Timestamps, guys. In the chat, whoever's going to do timestamps, please say you're going to do it. Let's get them in there.
Don't do it and just have people just do it on your own.
And if you want to mod up, guys, get active in the chat. Chris will give you a wrench if he feels that you're fit and he's been watching you for a bit. So other than that, guys,
see y'all later, man.
See you guys in a bit, man. Peace.